It's Christmas, the time of year when our schedules are the busiest, our bank accounts are the emptiest, our memories the strongest, and our hearts the fullest. A time when the whole earth has good reason to celebrate, and especially this Christmas. 2,000 years have passed since God Himself became flesh and came to live among us. For 2,000 Christmases, someone, somewhere, has remembered the stable, the star, and the miracle that happened.
Like I'm not any different from at least a million before. Was there a general expectation? Was there some kind of something in store? Did the sky have to hold back the thunder? Did the moon find new reasons to mourn? Could the children somehow sense a wonder? 2,000 Decembers ago. Were the sheep as amazed as the shepherds at the news born that lit up the sky?
Was that sound the whole world hears? Are there
retold the events of that night, and the wise men must have recounted the moment they first saw the star. Still, their memories were of so much more than angel hosts, flocks left behind, or a mysterious heavenly light. The real story was the child they found at the end of their searching.
Into a dark and lonely manger he was made.
As she watched his tiny belly rising.
hers alone. Thinking back to the day when she first learned she would have a baby, once again, Mary surrendered her heart, her will, and her child.
Thank you. Oh,
come and adore Him. Whoever you are, whatever you've done or been, come and adore Him. How tragic it would be for Christmas to come and go, but leave your heart unchanged. A Savior has been born for you. He's Christ the Lord. Come and worship.
Somehow since a wonder.